This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We are at the Bismarck Event Center for the 43rd Annual North Dakota Safety Council Health and Safety Conference. 1,000 folks from 30 states here taking it in. Tomorrow, the final day. They'll go through the midday. Closing ceremonies over the noon hour tomorrow. We'll be back here next week for the K-Fire Agra International as well. Looking forward to that. We're brought to you in part today by Polar Service Center. They're one of the best at maintaining tank trailer fleets. Do it for a lot of folks. They've expanded their services in the Bakken now for bumper-to-bumper mechanical work. They're in Williston, out there by Love's and Peterbilt, off of Highway 2. They're also in Kildare. And we have sent a lot of folks that were listening to this radio program to go to work for Polar Service Center to the point now they said, Scott, no mas. We have enough candidates. We are good. We're good. Thank you. And then they called last week and they said, guess what? We really, really are having a tough time staffing our locations in Portland and Sacramento. Do you think you could ask if there's any tank trailer mechanic and service technicians in your audience that are still out there looking for work, they wouldn't mind moving to Sacramento or Portland? So if you're in Montana, South Dakota, or eastern Minnesota, this would be perfect for you. Such a little joke there. I'm trying not to depopulate the North Dakota here. I'm trying to spread it out. Or our western Minnesota, our main listening area here. We love you all, just so you know. But $32 an hour, I mean, it's a great deal. Polar Service Center, a great company for your work if you're looking for mechanics that will do the job. Again, bumper-to-bumper tank trailer parts. They have everything you possibly need. PolarServiceCenter.com or call. Stop and see them online at PolarServiceCenters.com for the inquiry on the positions, on the careers. Terry's the guy you want to call at 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. Polar Service Center. Congressman Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall. Wednesday means we talk about things that are happening in the United States Congress and things Kevin Cramer's working on for North Dakotans. So today's the day. You're back. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, but I sure love how I love your attention to detail. I mean, pushing all those Minnesotans and South Dakotans and Montana to Oregon and California is very good.
I thought you'd have caught that. Yeah.
No, it was when you said it, I just started laughing out loud because I'm thinking he's clever. He's looking out for the home team.
I'm just feeling a little dirty when I talk about people that are looking. But I mean, again, it's a free will. If it's an opportunity to help somebody, all the better. But
yeah. Of course, and Polar's a good. Polar's a good group, man. That's a good company.
They really are. Yeah, good folks to work for. So you're sending out, or maybe already have sent out, a little email to folks today. Tell us a little bit about where we're at with the presidential straw poll.
You know, it's funny you say that because I'm not really sure if I did send the email out yet. But I think we did. It went out today. In fact, we put out a tweet yesterday and posted on Facebook and had an immediate fast response, put out an email today and encouraged people to forward it if they'd like. But so, yeah, so, you know, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago and we launched it this week, and that is a North Dakota presidential preference straw poll for Republicans. Democrats are on their own. But we're doing an online straw poll that allows North Dakota Republicans to go online, cast their vote for their favorite Republican presidential candidate, and we'll be tallying up the results. We're going to keep it open through the month of February, so it'll take us through the New Hampshire primary and up to up to the, you know, Southeast Conference, as I said, the SEC, and you know, leave it open the month of February and let North Dakota Republicans cast their vote for Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz or Jeb Bush or any one of the others that they want, and Donald Trump, of course. So anyway, a lot of fun. I just thought it'd be a great opportunity to cast their vote, and then we'll make a big deal of it on your show. We'll try to get some candidates to call in and be on the show and convince conservatives in North Dakota, you know, why they ought to carry the banner for North Dakota.
Yes, exactly right. So this will be an interesting process. So again, really the only requirement is that you're registering. So, you know, basically you say, hey, Scott Hennon, Republican, here's my email address, and then you're able to vote. So in other words, you can't vote 50 times or any of that, right?
No. So it's a good question, Scott, because these are the things that you have to guard against. Of course, I want to do this with as much integrity as I can, while having it be as open a process as I can. And one of the things I like to do is I want to make sure that, first of all, they're North Dakotans, of course. And so I don't ask for a complete physical address on when you go on and register yourself. Ask for your name, your email address, of course, because that's how we're doing it, is via email. And then a zip code. And that's just to help us comply, to find out, to make sure, you know, to check up and make sure that North Dakotans are the ones voting. And then, of course, there's a disclaimer, which would be similar to voting in a primary election, that states your intent to vote Republican in the next general election, but by filling out the ballot. In other words, by pushing, you know, Ted Cruz or Donald Trump or whatever you push, you're giving your intent to vote Republican, which, you know, considering that we don't have voter registration in North Dakota, when you go to the primary, you get a two-sided ballot, one side Republican, one side Democrat. You establish your party credentials by the side you vote on. There's nothing further than that. So, you know, I feel like we're doing as much as, maybe a little more than it actually would be done in a primary. So, it's sort of a fun thing, Scott, but I also think it can be pretty instructive. Because, you know, as you know, the Republican Party is sending delegates to the National Convention, not bound by anything, and that's fine. So they're not bound by the results of a caucus or results of a primary. But, of course, you're always bound by how many, you know, whose names are placed in nomination. And, of course, there's always only one name placed in nomination, because the process of weeding out the candidates happens by virtue of the early primaries and caucuses. So by participating in the online poll, again, not binding in any way, it's not an officially sanctioned Republican caucus, but by publicizing it and whatnot, it could provide some momentum for, you know, for whoever does the best in North Dakota.
So, what do you make of what happened in the Iowa caucus?
Well, Iowa's such a great example. And I used to, frankly, Scott, I used to not be big on Iowa. I thought, why do they get to have all the fun? And then still, you know, it still bothers me a little bit. But Iowa's such a great laboratory for retail politics. You know, you meet the candidates head to head, nose to nose, face to face, multiple times in many situations. And they're Midwesterners, common sense conservatives like we are. And so it's a wonderful laboratory for that early process. But yeah, you already see, you know, Mike Huckabee has dropped out of the race as a result of finishing poorly in Iowa. And there's no
same with Rand Paul. I'm sure you heard Rand Paul's out too.
And Rand Paul, and frankly, I thought Rand Paul did fairly well, but, you know, obviously not well enough to sustain a campaign going forward. So it goes to show that the weeding out process starts happening quickly, and it will happen again. It just does.
I said earlier that I'm going through the process everybody's going through, trying to decide who I'm for, right? And I've told the audience I'm swinging towards Trump. I think America wants a revolutionary, and he's the guy, and he's the only one in the field that's a revolutionary, right? And then he gets a little goofy, and I didn't much like skipping the debate, and I kind of swing back another way, right? So all over. I think Rubio has a lot of momentum after Iowa, and so I've always been a Rubio guy. I just see him down there, think of that. So I lean more towards Rubio because I think he's the most electable between Trump, Cruz, and Rubio. Now, again, That's like saying I like Alex more than I like Hannah, because Cruz and Ruby are great. I mean, you're talking about people you really admire and want there. Doesn't mean I dislike Cruz. I just think he would be, I think he'd be a tougher one to get elected. I want to ask you this question.
Sure.
People say in response, yeah, that's what they said about Romney. And so, the Ruby would just be the establishment guy. And, meanwhile, Cruz could actually get conservatives to vote, and that's how we win. In 40 seconds or less, is that who's right?
I think both can be right to a certain degree, but at the end of the day, to win, you have to have a majority. And to have a majority, you do have to put together multiple coalitions or alliances. And so, I'm with you, Scott. I've gone through the same process. What's ironic, though, I have to say, that Marco Rubio, up until the last couple of weeks, was not an establishment guy. I mean, he's never been considered an establishment guy in Washington. He's kind of radical now. You know, the whole Gang of Eight thing, is probably, he's tainted him as much as anything has, but let's not forget, the guy is a first-generation American, so his credentials as an immigrant are...
And there's others. There's others that are still around to live another, or fighting to live...
Yes,
live,
they are.
That have lived, because why would they fight another day? Hang on, more coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming 2016 auctions include equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, and Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture land, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Stark, Divide, Adams, and McHenry counties in North Dakota. For a complete catalog and each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank, from E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for $4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albany's Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for $4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
At the 43rd annual North Dakota Safety Council's Health and Safety and Health Conference at the Bismarck Event Center, and hanging out among the 1,000 attendees from 30 states, over 200 booths. It's a busy place, so having a great time. We'll be back here next week for the KFAR Agri International as well. And if you're here, stop by and say hi. Had a lot of listeners come up and give us a shout-out, which we appreciate very much. Same thing next week. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer in just a moment on the Talk Radio Town Hall. And some calls waiting to chat here. Looks like John in Granville, Bob in Grafton, questions, emails too. So stay tuned for that. Rachel Buchholz is with us. And Rachel, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
What is your... What do you do at the Safety Council?
I am currently the first aid program coordinator.
And I remember talking to you last year.
Is this correct?
Yeah. And you you told me about, gosh, we want to get more AEDs in public places. Yeah. And I heard a really neat story from some of the team at the Safety Council that somebody was listening and said, we're in. We want to help.
Yeah.
And so we get the state of the AED update here, right?
Yeah, so that was awesome. So we've actually implemented, it's called HeartSafe Bismarck Mandan. And so we're starting locally, and then we're going to branch out. And basically we're partnering with the fire departments, and we're getting more AEDs in all of the local businesses and organizations in the city and collecting a map. So when someone calls 911 for a cardiac arrest and they need an AED, the dispatcher will say, hey, there's one right in your building or there's one next door. And we get that within that crucial first 3 to 4 minutes. And so we can get that 60% survival rate. So it's great. Thank you.
So tell me that again now. So on the survival rate, in other words, if there's an AED present, someone has, it's usually a heart attack or stroke too?
Mostly heart attack, cardiac arrest. Yep. That's what we're dealing with.
So cardiac arrest. And and if they're used on the AED, they 60% chance of survival?
It jumps up to at least a 60% survival rate. Without an AED, and just hands-on CPR, you're looking at 20 to 30, and then the overall survival rate, though, without CPR, without an AED, is less than 10. So it jumps up dramatically from 20 or 30 to 60% with that AED within the first 3 to 4 minutes.
Wow. Then these are the paddles, right?
Correct. Yes. These are the paddles that you go on and you zap them.
Yeah, the more modern version of the paddles. You see a fair amount of them now. You see the little heart sign on them and know that they're out there.
Well,
that's really good news.
It is great news. So super exciting.
And you're looking to expand that, go to other places?
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah. And what do they cost?
Well, they vary. I mean, I'd say about between $800 to $1,000, depending on which model you get and accessories and such. But, you know, for somebody saving a life, that's a pretty good deal. And every year at the conference, we have an award ceremony. And so we give away the Lifesaver Award. And we actually have a few this year. And one of them is a company, and they had a save. They saved when their employees using an AED. So, I mean, for $800, that was a pretty good deal, right?
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
Love it. How do folks find out more?
Please visit our website, so ndsc.org, and then you can also visit heartsafend.org. That is the one that's locally for Bismarck Mandan to get those AEDs in your company, in your local organization.
And I hope there's folks listening that want to do something similar to what Bismarck Mandan has done in other places around the region. That'd be great.
That'd be great. Reach out to us. Absolutely.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Scott.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah, yeah,
look,
take care.
Love the update, the state of the AED update right here from the conference. That's perfect. Congressman Kevin Cramer with us in the Talk Radio Town Hall, live from the Bismarck Events Center. Today is where I'm at. He's out in Washington, D.C. fighting battles. John in Granville, your question for the congressman.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, John.
Hi. I was an employee from my Air Force base for 33 years. And when we retired, I don't know if you remember back in 1988, Congress passed the law. You get penalized for your Social Security if you draw another federal check.
Oh,
Congress didn't include themselves, of course, you know. They still got their full checks, but anybody else, you got penalized for it. But what's bothering me at this point now, Heidi and Hovind, they went out to the base and they pushed to get a 30% increase for the people working out there to keep up the price of oil business going on here, you know. And we couldn't even get a pay raise on our... We were capped this year again. They said there was no cost of living. And 30 days later, we get a letter from Blue Cross Blue Shield. They raised it $50 a month. That's $600 a year. That should have been included on that, that there was cost of living. Then this oil business going on, we live in a neighboring county to where it's going on. And over here, our county jumped right on the bandwagon and raised my old house, built in 1903. They raised a $41,000 value on it.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're getting slammed every way for this oil stuff, and we get capped on our raises from the retirement system. And Heidi.
All right. So, Congressman Cramer, the part you could take of that would be, I guess, the caps, right?
Yeah, in reference to the locational, you know, considerations for pay increases for employees at the airbase. And by the way, that's federal employees in every federal service that we've been a focus of, you know, just the challenge of maintaining a workforce. That's why the senators have pushed for that. I've pushed for it as well, and to limited success, I might add, around the state, but to some success, including at the base. With regard to the cap, I have to admit some ignorance, so we'll have to check into that, and I'd be happy to check in either for you personally or on the broader sense. Obviously, I wasn't in Congress in 1988, but
right.
Yeah, since that time, though, Congress has changed that formula, the formula for members of Congress, where it's not as generous as it used to be, while there's still sort of that rumor floating around that we get both fully. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I would rather check into your direct circumstance and see if there's not something we can do.
Right. Another question I got, though, on this thing, when Heidi and Hogan went out to the base and tried to get the 30% increase, right. I retired in 2008 at $24.75 an hour. That was more than the oil field guys were getting at the time. They went out there to get more pay for them for another 30%. We taught most of them people out there that took our place, you know, as they come on board. Yet we got nothing out of this deal.
Yeah, let me check into it personally. You know, for you, and probably for some of your
there's a lot of
well.
Retired at the same time.
Timing is everything, obviously. So you were compensated more than probably the marketplace was providing, from what I'm understanding, at your time, and now they're compensated less than the marketplace, which is what creates such a challenge for keeping employees.
Yeah, everything's going up, and we're going down.
Well, John, do us a favor.
Scott, he raises an interesting point, though. John raises another interesting point about the rising tide that lifts all boats. And I often say it may do that, but it doesn't raise them all at the same time. And so here's John, retired, fixed income. And now he does own his home, it sounds like. So while the value of his home's gone up, all that's done is increased his taxes and I suppose his equity. But that is one of the dilemmas and why, and the housing side. In fact, we just passed a bill Monday of this week on some affordable housing bill out of Congress that try to address some of those inequities that where the rising tide doesn't lift every boat at the same level and address this. But I want to be able to deal with John's other issue if I can. So,
all right, John, if you tune in next week, we'll hopefully have an answer on the cap thing. As well, we're up against a break, John, so unfortunately I don't have time for any more questions, but call in next week, and we'll see if we have an answer on the cap question that Kevin's promising, okay?
Thank you for
the call. Nice chatting with you.
That was a good call.
All right, we have others waiting as well, some emails. One emailer said, I need to hear what he's talking about on that poll again, so I guess some folks that might not be on the email list find out where they can go to get the information on that. So stay tuned. Presidential straw poll that Congressman Kramer is launching as of today. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall continues today. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is the email address. You can text Todd with your questions at 701-226-8503. You're busy sometimes and don't remember those numbers or don't remember to read you those numbers, but I assume most of you remember them. But there's always new callers, so we need to tell you that every now and then. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. And by the way, 24-7, this is the number you can call. Press 1, leave a message. Tell us anything on your mind. 855-200-1776. Okay? 855-200-1776. All right, let's see. I want to go to this email, because there was an email about the email that you sent out today, Congressman Cramer, saying, I want in, I want in. What's the text here? It says, I agree with Scott. Ooh, that's the one you don't see every day. Let's see here.
We never tell you when we agree with you, Scott.
Is that all it goes?
Yeah, that's all it goes. That's in yours and my business.
Where is that, Todd? You're the one that got it sent to me. You know, I can't find it. I just know they wanted to know more about the email that went out, I guess. So a good opportunity to just remind folks.
So here's the main thing, and you'll be seeing some ads on it and whatnot. But we should repeat it a lot. If all else fails, go to my Facebook page and you'll see it there. But it's NorthDakotaStrawPoll.com. So it's a website, NorthDakotaStrawPoll.com. And if you go to that, it'll pop right up, and you can participate that way.
Yeah, just said, can you mention the poll again?
Yep.
Some callers have called in.
NorthDakotaStrawPoll.com.
Yeah, NorthDakotaStrawPoll.com, easy website way to find it.
Yeah, right? And it's just a real basic thing where you make your selection from a drop-down when you push it in the drop-down, just so everybody knows I'm trying to play it as straight as I can. The names are listed in alphabetical order by last name, and you just go click on that name, then you just fill out your first and last name, email and zip code, and the email and zip code are required because we just need to make sure that you're a North Dakota voter. We don't want, as much as we love those others around us, this is the North Dakota opportunity. So,
all right, the final 10 minutes left, so we'll go as quick as we can here. Just in a text, I'll do an email, and then the calls the rest of the way. So load up the lines, and four of you waiting to go already here at 800-228-0550. Congressman Cramer, says the emailer, JT, it looks like here, are you comfortable with any or all of the North Dakota gubernatorial candidates' stances on life?
Okay, great question, fair question. I think I wish any one of them was a lot more clear about their position on life. I love all three of them. I think they're great guys. They all seem to have the right goal in mind, and that is, you know, fewer pregnancies that are unwanted and whatnot. But you know me, Scott, I'm like you. I'm pro-life. I'm 100% pro-life. I vote pro-life. I talk pro-life. I post pro-life. I attend as many pro-life functions as I can. I encourage pro-life activists to be pro-life. And I do wish somebody would step up and say, this is my position. This is my conscience. This is my science. This is my position. And I know it's uncomfortable. It's hard for people. But I learned a long time ago that transparency is a far, you know, better position to take than trying to nuance something as, you know, that's as clear to most people as life. Either they're for pro-life or they're not pro-life. But generally, you know, nuancing doesn't work well.
All right, let's go to the phones here, 800-228-0550. And Bob Grafton, you've been waiting a while. Let's get you in here. Your question for Congressman Kramer.
Hi, guys. Hi, Congressman.
Hey, Bob.
Taking my call. Say, last week when I spoke with you, I misspoke, and I do apologize for that. So I wasn't trying to get at the Bob Corker bill. What I was trying to get at was, many Americans were just frustrated at, you know, well, we've been told we need the House. Can't get anything done until we get the House. Then, we need the Senate.
Right.
And, you know, I'm fairly confident that we're going to have a Republican president.
Oh, good.
But my concern is, you guys in the House are really working hard, and you're getting a lot of bills passed in the House.
Right.
The problem is in the Senate. And what I was trying to get at last week is, what Harry Reid and the Democrats did when they had the majority, they nuked that option, and they flipped that voting rules upside down on its head in that the number of votes required to pass legislation versus the number of votes to block legislation. And Mitch McConnell refuses to use that same tool to upright that rule the way it's always been. And even if we get a Republican president, I mean, our concern is that it's going to be very difficult to get any bills to his desk. You see how difficult it is.
Let me just address it real quick, because you raise a very important and good point. So the nuclear option that Harry Reid used, where he eliminated the filibuster, and he basically did it. He did it. First, he changed the rules to change the rules. So he did that unilaterally. Then the Democratic members of the United States Senate, all of them, voted his way to then initiate the nuclear option specifically for federal judicial appointments to the circuit court in Washington, D.C. By the way, something that has proven fatal for North Dakota already, because that's where EPA lawsuits go to be, overturned, basically. So, which they've already done. They did not allow a stay on the Clean Power Plan. That court that Harry Reid used the nuclear option on, and all of the Democrats in the Senate went along with him to eliminate gridlock. So that's the only time that he's changed the rule. But I'm with you in the frustration with Senator McConnell. I think Senator McConnell needs.
So I think what Bob is saying.
To go with that.
Sorry.
Also, by the way, I want to say, Scott, we did put a bill on the president's desk that he vetoed, and we tried to override the veto yesterday to defund Planned Parenthood and repeal Obamacare. And we did that without 60 votes in the Senate because we used budget reconciliation. And so that would demonstrate that had we had a pro-life or a Republican president, that bill would have passed. That would have gotten signed. So we proved that we can do it even with fewer than 60 senators on certain things.
So, should the Senate change the rules, and what can a House member and other House members do? I mean, could Paul Ryan go
in and say... I'm a co-sponsor of a bill to do exactly that, and we need to keep that pressure on. Now, you know, the filibuster has some value, but remember, the filibuster traditionally is designed for a senator to speak on the floor until they drop from exhaustion or, you know, something else. And then the filibuster's over. This idea that you just get to announce your opposition and call it a filibuster while you go play around a golf or whatever they do is just archaic. And I think it has to be at least changed for things like appropriations bills. That would be one area where I think you could lift it for appropriations. Maybe I do think it's got some importance, though, when it comes to things like judicial appointments and nominations, because it avoids the extremes from taking control one way or the other.
Appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you. And, again,
point.
I want to get everybody in here. We have Congressman Kramer for just one more segment here, so we have to hustle. Jim in Devil's Lake, you're up on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Good morning, Congressman Cranmer.
Hi, Jim.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
recently, a couple months or so ago, I see you sit on the subcommittee for oversight and investigations, and there was a story about the $40 million gas station in Afghanistan.
Yeah, right.
That the military built. Also, $50 billion of wasted spending in military appropriations. Are you investigating these?
Yeah, so great points. The Oversight Committee I'm on is a subcommittee of Energy and Commerce. That's the larger oversight and investigations committee that Jason Chaffetz chairs. And yes, and if I could find it quickly, and I probably won't, there was a great deal of investigation into both of those issues. With regard to the gas station, it was not quite as devious as it sounds. It was a natural gas facility that we helped fund, and the whole thing was something like, I don't know, I want to say the whole deal was in the $100+ million category, but not U.S. dollars. In other words, it wasn't just like a pumping gas station like we think of. It was something bigger than that. But I wish I had a better answer for you right now. I just don't have it in front of me. But yes, there has been oversight on both of those issues that you raise, and maybe by next week we can get more details for you. And if we want to open the show or something with that, that'd be great.
Well, I appreciate the call. Make a note on that, Rev, and we'll do that, Jim. If you're listening, Steve Bismarck next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall for Congressman Cranmer. Go ahead.
Well, hey, thanks, Nuffalot, for having me on and for answering these questions. And I went to the Republican district meeting and heard speeches, and it was all rah-rah, great, but
sure.
You can't get a clear idea where candidates are on the most substantive issues within the party. And I think that it would be a good idea if we stripped out the resolutions from the 2014 resolutions that are no longer germane. And we should have a questionnaire, and every candidate should vote up or down on every Republican resolution and maybe a one or two sentence, qualifier if necessary. What do you think about that idea? Would you participate
in
something like
that? I think
that
has a lot of value,
like
Steve. I think that, you know, campaigns, and especially the district convention process, which is, by the way, wonderful. It really is. You get to meet people. But the speeches at the district convention, understandably, have to be very short. So you don't get to get into a lot of detail on issues. I think you ought to have more debates. I think you ought to have more town halls. That's what I think. I think they ought to facilitate the caucuses. We used to do that back when I was chairman. We had regional caucuses where candidates would come and answer questions from the audience. I think if you go to each candidate's website, maybe you could find more details there, clear policy details there where a candidate might flesh out a tax policy or an economic policy. But I do share some of your frustration when sometimes a candidate may not know. They may be somewhere in the middle. They may still be exploring ideas, but on certain things they ought to be able to say yes or no.
I want to squeeze in one more. We're big in Winnipeg, you know, number one in Winnipeg with a bullet. Reg in Winnipeg, quick question for Congressman Cranmer. Go ahead.
I'm going to be at the Canadian Embassy
thanks. I'm
later
one of your
today.
Enthusiastic listeners from Winnipeg. For Congressman Cranmer, thanks for taking my call. Here's the question. So I think there's a lot of stuff percolating below the surface in the U.S. that the public does not know about, and I'll be specific. Things like the Fast and Furious, the Benghazi, the
All right, let's go with that quickly, Kelly, because we're short on time. Then Reg, we'll have you back next week.
Well, I don't think they're percolating under the surface that much. I think they're quite well known, and I don't know what the rest of his point was going to be, but these are things that that have percolated more to the surface than anything, quite honestly. But they're illustrative of even greater frustration, I think, that I've seen in America. But I want to add that I am co-chairman of the Northern Borders Caucus. I'm going to be at the Canadian Embassy this afternoon to welcome people coming in for the National Prayer Breakfast from Canada that's happening here tomorrow.
And now Reg is giving you the ability to talk about your interaction with Canadians on your Talk Radio Town Hall on these hot topics. Thank you, Kevin. We'll do it next week. Lots more to do. Congressman Kevin Cranmer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Take care.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it, we will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding, we must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Third of 4 days of the North Dakota Safety Council's 43rd annual Safety and Health Conference continues at the Bismarck Event Center. And before we chat with our final guest from the NDSE, which has just been a wonderful experience today on the program, really to learn so much about what is being done in the way of safety. It warms my heart. I am becoming a real advocate of just paying day-to-day, moment-to-moment attention to safety. It's so important. We're going to chat with Terry Weaver in just a little bit about that. I met somebody earlier from Watford City and Williston and Dickinson that is providing some great corporate and group rates on fine facilities. The Value Place Hotels of North Dakota's regional business developer, Travis Ray. Travis, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
There are 300, nearly 300 folks like Travis that are out there talking to safety officials. How's the conference been going?
Really well. I mean, you meet the right people here. They're making decisions, and that's why we're here, and great bunch of people.
That's great.
Really great.
I'm always amazed when I drive by one of your locations, and I go by them often in all three of those communities, at the price you have out front.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about the corporate and group rates. We're here to promote a little bit more that we can get them even lower, right circumstance, quantity of people, length of stay for any of those projects with the NDOT or any conferences in the area and that kind of stuff too. If we coordinate with the people coming in, we can save them even more money.
So that's really your sweet spot, is working on long-term corporate needs and group travel?
Yeah, with the transition from all the man camps in the areas and the growth, especially through the residential areas and the apartments coming in, there's a transition period between there that people are, we're filling that need. We feel like we're right in the gap that works.
So price-wise, obviously your name implies the value is going to be there, right?
Great, yeah.
So beyond the best rate at Value Place, what's a differentiator for you?
Well, we're an extended stay hotel, which differentiates us a little differently from a regular hotel in the sense that we're there for the people that don't want to have to go out to eat every night and want to live, maybe keep the family all together. They can cook for themselves, clean for themselves, 40-inch big screen TVs, Wi-Fi throughout, extended stay is what it implies, so they can do whatever they want.
It's a time right now where everybody's watching every penny. You need to. 2016 is going to be a tough year, so it might be time to talk to Travis and the crew at Value Place Hotels of North Dakota, 701-264-5225, or find you at valueplace.com.
Yes, sir. Or Nakota.com.
Or Nakota.
Nakota.com. That's the group that we own the three locations.
And instead of a D. All right. Thank you, Travis.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it very much.
You bet.
Terry Weaver is here. Terry is the traffic safety coordinator for the North Dakota Safety Council. It's good to see you again. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Now, I want to talk about a little topic. When we say traffic safety, we're all for that, right?
But absolutely.
But we hate hearing about traffic fatalities. So the better we are at the traffic safety, the less we'll have to hear about traffic fatalities, right?
That's right. It's about education.
How are we doing? There's still way too many, isn't there?
There's way too many. Last year, as of the 24th of December, we had 130 fatalities in our state. 130 too many.
What can we do?
Slow down. Don't drink and drive. Put your cell phones down. Pay attention to what you're doing when you're driving. You're going to reduce those fatalities. Most of our crashes and our fatalities are due to human error. So if we pay attention to what we're doing behind the wheel, we're going to reduce those fatalities.
How much more with all the mobile devices and all the busy world we live in and technology, is that impacting those numbers, do you believe?
It's huge. And all of those things are underreported because we can't say it was for sure cell phone, texting. People won't admit those things. So it's underreported, but it's huge. Our drinking and driving is 60%. It's, over half of our fatalities are from people drinking and driving. So that's huge as well. These rollover crashes, people aren't paying attention, going too fast. But if they put that phone down, pay attention to what they're doing, a lot of those rollovers could be, averted.
How do you train that? How do you train for that? I mean, I agree with you. It's hard to argue with you. Put the phone down, but we all do it.
It's just education and making it important and figuring out what's important in your life. And if you were to die in a crash or be seriously injured, who else does that impact? Is it a caregiver then in your family that has to provide for you? Are you letting your family down? Or if you're dying, who's taking care of your children and your wives and your families? Who else does it impact? You have to think of somebody other than yourself. And wear your seatbelts and pay attention. Put those phones down. It's not worth your life.
Yeah, so that's a good exercise.
Very good.
When you have the urge to push the envelope a little bit, I got to get this out or whatever, and I'm cruising down 80 on the interstate. Think about it. Think about the kids you're a few miles away from seeing.
No phone call is worth it.
Yeah. So and correct me if I'm wrong, but North Dakota Safety Council has done a real strong advocacy on don't using the phone while driving. Period. Right? Not even a text or drive deal. Just don't use the phone.
Absolutely. Bluetooth is no safer. It's a cognitive thing where your mind is on that phone call. You're thinking about what that phone call is about, so you're not paying attention to your surroundings. So not even the Bluetooth. Put the phone down. Turn it off. Don't engage in those conversations on the phone while you're driving. Absolutely.
Last question. Any takeaway from the conference in the way of what you're doing that excites you?
Yes. We had a panel discussion yesterday on safe driving policies. One company had reported a 92% reduction in their crashes within their company over about a two-year period. They offer defensive driving, the RDDC 4 course, to all employees. They implemented a seatbelt and a no phone policy and reduced their crash rates by 92%.
Wow.
That was huge.
So, everybody's got to jump up and down and say, we better listen a little closer here about what they're doing.
Yes.
To have that kind of number.
That's a big number. Yeah. A lot of lives, a lot of crashes, a lot of money for companies.
Gratifying for you and the team.
Absolutely.
Safety Council, too. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, sir.
Terry Weaver, doing a great job with traffic training. Traffic Safety Coordinator for the North Dakota Safety Council. Trooper talk tomorrow, because if you don't do what Terry says, you could be talking to a trooper. You know what I'm saying? So those are always fun, and your questions and comments for our trooper friends tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. God bless you one and all, and thank you for listening to the most listened to radio program on the plains.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.